Techno Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Some Kitwe residents concerned about continued bloodshed in Amini's voter registration.
Zambia poised to export 200,000 metric tons of maize to Malawi.
IMF warns of rising debt risk in sub-Saharan Africa and international news.
And in sports news, Power Dynamo's football club coach Oswald Mutapa Jr. declares the team ready for CAF title in Uganda.
And now, the Power FM News.
Up front and reliable news every day, I am Chris Wanji.
And I'm Shekinah Sakala.
A cross-section of Kitwe residents has called for increased awareness and sensitization regarding the ongoing voter registration exercise. ECZ on Monday, October 13, 2025, launched its mass voter registration exercise ahead of the 2026 general elections, aiming to register over 3 million voters by November 11, 2025. Speaking to the Power FM Copperbelt Bureau, the residents noted with concern about the negative impact of lot shedding on their exercise, stressing that due to lot shedding, some residents may not access the information on voter registration. They have therefore called for collaborative efforts to help in enhancing voter sensitization campaigns in order to reach a wider populace. Meanwhile, the residents expressed their readiness to register as voters ahead in readiness of next year's elections. They believe if more sensitization is carried out, it will encourage more people to take part in the exercise.
So you are carrying if I got number 2 weeks to the spitam of the mountain sound for a couple of sandwich.
No water water chain.
So they need to go around, give the proper information to the people, sensitize well, because the price sensitization is proper, you know.
Meanwhile, the Operation Young Vote, OIV, has expressed concern over what it describes as an anomaly in the recently launched mass voter registration exercise by the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, warning that a lack of public awareness could hinder the Commission's goal of registering 3.5 million new voters.
Many citizens, especially those in rural and peri-urban communities, including some in Lusaka, remain unaware of the registration schedules, centers, requirements, or services being offered by the Electoral Commission of Zambia. Without any robust, widespread sensitization, large sections of our population risk being disenfranchised simply due to lack of information, and this is unacceptable. Secondly, as Operation Young Vote, we are concerned that a number of citizens, those who are eligible, seem not to possess national registration cards. We are appealing, because this is a prerequisite for one to register as a voter. We are simply appealing to the Ministry of Home Affairs and Internal Security to ensure that they go back in the field and work alongside the Electoral Commission of Zambia so that the people that are eligible can be given an opportunity to register to vote so that they are able to exercise the right to vote when the time comes in 2026.
Patriotic Front PF Acting President Given Luvinda has revealed that the delay in holding the party's convention to elect a new president is due to fears of potential attacks from UPND cadres. Speaking within an interview, Mr. Luvinda expressed concern that some individuals may attempt to disrupt the upcoming event, alleging that elements linked to the ruling United Party for National Development, UPND, might try to sponsor confusion. He said the party has successfully held similar gatherings in the past, citing that the last convention held in 2021, which proceeded smoothly without any disorder. Mr. Luvinda also alleged that the individuals who recently caused the commotion at Radio Phoenix were not members of the PF, claiming that his advanced party, composed of senior members, failed to identify any of them as belonging to the opposition party. He accused the UPND of engaging in acts of provocation, saying that the ruling party has shown an appetite for destruction. Mr. Luvinda assured Zambians that PF is ready to return to power and address the challenges facing the country, emphasizing that the only people of Zambia can bring about change, hinting at the 2026 general elections.
Remember that this is not going to be the first convention that we are holding. We have held several conventions. We held the last convention we held was in 2021. Was there any confusion there? No, there was none. There was no confusion there. And I want to say that we are also anticipating that UPND thugs and the UPND government itself, actually we're fearing that they may sponsor people to come and cause confusion at our convention. That's what we're fearing, because the UPND has shown us their appetite to destroy the cadres who went to Radio Phoenix. My advance party, which is composed of senior members of the PF, could not identify not a single one of them. So they are not PF, okay? Most likely they are UPND, and they must have been hired by somebody who wanted to prevent me from going on that radio program. For what purpose, I don't know. But the truth of the matter is that those people are not PF. Otherwise, the large team that went ahead of me would have identified at least one or two, but they didn't. These were not PF. So the DNA of thuggery actually lives in UPND. So for you to say the DNA of confusion is in the PF, no, it is not true.
In another special development, Zambia and Malawi are moving swiftly to operationalize a presidential agreement that will see 200,000 metric tons of maize exported to Malawi as both nations deepen cooperation on food security and regional resilience. Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Stumbeko Mtokotwane met with his Malawian counterpart Joseph Mwanambeka on the sidelines of the IMF World Bank annual meetings, where the two ministers reaffirmed their commitment to expedite the arrangements to the relevant sector structures. The initiative follows a bilateral understanding reached between President Hakainde Hichilema and his Malawian counterpart, President Professor Arthur Mutharika, during their recent summit engagement. Dr. Mtokotwane used the opportunity to share Zambia's recent experience in confronting one of the country's worst droughts in living memory during the 2023 to 2024 farming season. The minister noted that the government's national action plan, partially supported by the World Bank grant of over $200 million and additional partner funding, provided food and cash assistance to 1.6 million households in drought-affected districts. The response was coordinated through the Drought Disaster and Emergency Response Team, working in partnership with the UN, World Bank and civil society organizations. Through appropriate agencies in both countries, the two ministers agreed to convene an emergency intergovernmental meeting in Chipata, Zambia, in the coming days to finalize contractual, logistical and policy arrangements for the maize exports. Meanwhile, Mr. Mwanambeka expressed Malawian government's interest to continue engaging Zambia in agriculture development with a view to exchanging information, especially related to how Zambia has managed to swiftly reverse the food shortage.
In international news, a devastating health crisis is unfolding in the mountains of Kingdom of Lesotho for citizens living with HIV. In the wake of massive United States cuts to foreign aid, women are being forced to trek for hours with their babies, only to find essential testing unavailable. Health clinics, once a vital lifeline for the most vulnerable, are shutting their doors and many staff are being laid off. Unpaid nurses and other workers have been using informal networks to reach isolated